You're listening to a podcast from 702.
Let's just focus on something else for just a moment. As you know, at this hour, we look at the major political stories that you need to pay attention to. We always speak to a leading analyst, a newsmaker, a journalist about political developments in the country. It's been a cold case, really, until now. But now, the ANC in KwaZulu-Natal has confirmed that its former deputy secretary and listen to this, the Harry Gwala executive mayor, Mluleki Ndobe, has been arrested in connection with the murder of Sindiso Magaga. As we may have known, Magaga, remember, before he was murdered, he had uncovered corruption in the Umzimkhulu municipality, which falls under the Harry Gwala region, and he wanted to stand as a regional leader. So there have been lots of conspiracy theories surrounding his murder. Is it now finally going to be solved, this case? Well, we're joined by somebody who's paid attention to this for some time now, EWNS reporter Ziyanda Ngobo. Ziyanda, always a pleasure to talk to you. Good morning.
Very good morning to you, Bongani. Thanks for having me.
All right, 2 years to get to this point. Are these arrests finally pointing to some kind of solution for this case?
Well, Bongani, it is a significant development because it's for the first time in a very long time in all the political killings that have taken place in KwaZulu-Natal that we see or hear a so-called or alleged mastermind behind these political killings. For the long time, it was always the hitmen who were arrested, and now we're seeing what the family has described as the big fish being arrested. However, there is still a lot of concern about will happen going forward, in particular from witnesses, because we know that there are some witnesses that have not been protected. In particular, Sindiso Magaga's friends, Thabiso Zulu and Les Stuta, who have continuously persisted with keeping the story and this case alive, whether be it at his memorial funeral, at the Moira Commission. They are saying that, in fact, they're more concerned now because it means that those who have been arrested are not going to just sit back and fold their arms and are unlikely to release their hitmen onto them. And they are saying they are more concerned for their lives at this point in time. The big thing here, Bongani, is that a conviction is needed. So, yes, we've seen arrests previously, even with the previous task team investigating political killings. What will bring peace to both the family and friends of Sindiso Magaga is a conviction.
It's just extraordinary, Ziyanda. I said a little earlier on, I mean, this is how we phrase it in black English, right? A whole mayor. A whole mayor. Isn't that how we phrase it? But he's not just any mayor. He's third. He's third on the list of ANC members going to the provincial legislature after this election. And that's the guy who's been fingered in this.
That's right, Bongani. And for the first time, we have authorities acting on things that have been said. These things have long been spoken about, Bongani, when you attended the funeral at the Moirania Commission and all sorts of investigation or not investigations rather, but all sorts of bodies where this kind of thing was spoken about. The fact that the killing of Sindiso Magaga is likely to have been linked to intra-party politics. And for the first time, we are seeing an ANC bigwig being arrested. Mluleki Ndobe is a very senior man within the ANC in KwaZulu-Natal. In fact, he was tipped to become an MEC after the elections. Hence, his name is so high up on the list because during the ANC's provincial conference last year, he deliberately pulled out because it's understood that he was promised that he would get a position in the legislature. Now, what this speaks to is how the politicians and their link to the taxi industry, allegedly, also has an impact on political killings because of the people who've been arrested alongside Ndobe are two former TRT, Tactical Response Team members, a businessman, and his municipal manager. So it goes back to what's always been spoken about how state resources have been used for political killings with the link, with the connection to the taxi industry. Because you'll recall that the person who was arrested last year, who is said to have been the one who pulled the trigger, one of the men who pulled the trigger, Bongani, is 30-year-old Sibusiso Ncengwa. He is said to be a taxi driver. And my understanding from sources is that he has been singing like a bird since his arrest last September. And this is how we've gotten to this stage. But I must also say, Bongani, it also speaks towards the law enforcement agencies and the state of law enforcement agencies. For the longest time, we have never seen such an instance where a politician, as senior as Mluleki Ndobe, being arrested. So this is also something worth noting and celebrating to a certain extent.
Ay, 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 Ziyanda Ncobo. We'll leave it there. I mean, it's just extraordinary. They're going to howl protest, right? But basically, you've just painted a scenario that involves political killings, that involves the taxi industry, that involves fights for position, promises for senior positions within that legislature. How is that different? If you listen to what Ziyanda Ncobo said, then now you might think this is happening in KZN and it's far away from you and why does it matter to you? But listening to those details, please tell me, how is that different from, oh, I don't know, The Godfather? Doesn't it sound like a mafia down there in KZN? That's what our politics have basically come down to. It's a mafia. There are hitmen for rival factions, rival leaders in this political party, killing each other, using the taxi industry. I mean, it's just extraordinary.